Political parties have welcomed proposals made by judges of the Supreme Court for electoral reforms. In their final judgment, the justices proposed, among other things, simplification of information on the pink sheet, a high caliber of people recruited as presiding officers, and more efficient biometric devices. Speaking to Radio Ghana, a leading member of the PPP, William Dowokpo, said though the recommendations are welcome, they are not far-reaching enough. He said it's time the nation went the full hog electronically. He spoke to Bubu Klinogu.
The suggestions are not enough to bring the kind of change that we need in our electoral system. Perhaps they, as members of the bench and not participants in the electoral process directly, may not really know where it pinches us most. So what we insist that we must go full hog and have the electoral system digitized. In other words, we should have a full e-voting system where we have an electronic register and an electronic voting system. That way, we will be able to remove the human interventions, as in presiding officers and party agents and so on and so forth, except one properly accredited electoral officer with security to, you know, support him or her. We also believe that if we go fully electronic, we would be able to solve the issue of spot ballot, which amounted to up to 250,000 in the last election. Certainly, there's a flaw. And how to deal with that situation is to go full electronic, so that there will be pictures of candidates there. Even those who, for one reason or the other, cannot read or write, they just look at the photograph and punch it, and straight away the tally system is triggered and their votes will also count. Yeah, we are grateful to the Supreme Court for the, you know, proposal, but we think that it is not adequate to, you know, take away our fears and anxieties when it comes to integrity of the system that we have.
Right, you are talking of the need to enhance the biometric system or go the full hog, but you also realize that during the 2012 election, the biometric system did fail us. That is why we have some of these challenges.
You blame the procurers, you blame the technical people for that. The fact that you bought a TV set and it did not function properly, that does not mean that you should not go for digital TV. We have plenty of time to settle this matter once and for all. Let us get the National Identification Authority and the Electoral Commission at the same table and get the technical people. Let us remove politics from this. Let us remove avenue for making money for ourselves from it. Let us think Ghana.
For his part, the General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, said while the Supreme Court can make recommendations, no institution can impose administrative reforms on the Electoral Commission.
I cannot begrudge the Supreme Court for making proposals for the Electoral Commission, but these are administrative issues that the Supreme Court has no power over. And obviously, it is clear to us that the Supreme Court does not have that mandate to issue instructions to the Electoral Commission. But it is also important that they share their views on what we can do, particularly the way forward for the Electoral Commission in our nation. What is important for all of us as a nation is that over the years, we have been able to prove that election after election, we have done reforms. The reforms that led to our contesting parliamentary and presidential elections on the same day in 1996, it's obvious that reforms were acceptable. I don't think that the Supreme Court has mandate to make administrative orders for the Electoral Commission, but it is important to have the views of the Supreme Court as to how we can improve elections in this country. That suggestion is welcome.
You heard the General Secretary of the PNC, Bernard Mona, talking to Bubu Klinogu.